West by Rabbi.
Okay. So let's start. Let's quickly go run through the Gemara again and take a look at the Tosfos. When we discussed the issue with the Rashba and the Bahag and the Rambam, we didn't really spend too much time with the Tosfos, although we read it. I think it would be appropriate to go back and discuss these two Shitas and Tosfos and try to compare it to the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, so we have a volunteer to quickly read through the Gemara and tells us. Daniel, then.
Okay. V'ilo avid mado.
Yep.
Avam mikame yeh, amar azman, umir hari pora.
No, you want to do the Gemara first? Just to get the chat?
Mitzvah so, mishetishka hachama.
Mishetishka hachama. Mishetishka hachama. From the time that the sun sets. Right.
Mitzvah, whatever it is, we'll see later, but it's a mitzvah from the time of Shia.
Well, Ner Chanukah, I mean, it's not a secret. We're talking about Ner Chanukah.
No, but whether or not to relight it or light it.
Oh, okay. So the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is from? The
mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is from?
The time at which the sun sets.
Until people leave.
Good.
My love.
Does this not mean?
My love, the ikos of that body. Well, does not mean that if it first runs out, you go back and get it.
Right. I guess that's really fueling this discussion over here. Because the Gemara previously established that we in fact say no. We don't say kalsa zakakla. We saw kalsa ein zakakla. Now, once we know kalsa ein zakakla, what are we supposed to do with this? This seems to suggest that in fact kalsa zakakla. How so? Why is the Gemara assuming that this rule stands for the proposition that kavsa zakakla? There's no mention here of kavsa zakakla. Just asking a pshat question.
Which rule again?
The Gemara is telling you don't think this is kavsa zakakla oriented. It's not. Doesn't this not imply kavsa zakakla? No, it does not. It implies something else, one of two other possible things, but not kavsa zakakla. Why would I think kavsa zakakla? It's not a trick question.
Again, what is the rule that we're looking at?
You're asking, why would you think it's kafta zakakla between these times? Like, as the Gemara is raised?
I'm asking the following pointed question. Yeah, when the Gemara says, mitzvasa mishetashka hachama ad shetichla regel menashok, why all of a sudden is the Gemara telling me, it's not kafta zakakla?
Because you might think that you have the mitzvah is to have it lit the whole time.
Good. Good. So when the Gemara, excellent. Very good. When the Gemara says its mitzvah is, or the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is, from X to Y, I might get the impression that it means I have to have the candle lit that entire time. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Elamai, what does it mean?
Lo, the ilo adlik madlik. No, if you haven't lit yet, you should light.
That's what it means. It means the ilo adlik madlik. Meaning if I haven't yet lit, I could still light when?
After.
I could still light any time during that period of Tichler Regel Menashok, or the other way around, from Teshka Achama until Tichler Regel Menashok.
I'm not saying any time period.
Any time period?
You have not lit yet.
No, if I say the mitzvah is from point A to point B, I can't walk away with the understanding that I could light any time. Not yet, right?
Because of mitzvah. So
if I say the ilo adik madlik,
that means before the end of teichla regel, right?
What? I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sir.
That means before the end of teichla regel.
Yeah. If I haven't yet gotten to the point of teichla regel mashok, I could still light. I could still perform
then
the mitzvah.
Then I haven't.
If I haven't yet been a madlik, I could still be a madlik up to the point of teichla regel mashok. The ilo adlik. I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying it says mitzvah so mishitishka shama ashtikla regel menashok. It's mitzvah too light from that time until that time. So obviously if I haven't lit yet at light at any time between and shkia.
No, well, the Gemara's first impression was that I had to have it lit the whole time. I had to burn from point A to point B. Let's say now it's already half of A.
You've missed the
start. That's it. Too bad. So sad. You're out. Right?
So say my question is, first I'm saying it's a mitzvah too light, or is it a mitzvah too late? That's my question. What's that first line saying? It's also Mishitishka Chal Ashtik Lamedol, meaning it's mitzvah. It's mitzvah from the time Shkia starts until the Chal Gomel Shuk for it to be lit, or that is the time period you're allowed to light.
That's what the Gemara is saying in the answer. Maskana. Maskana is no. It doesn't mean you have to light it at Shkia and have it burn all the way to Tachlit Olam Hashuk. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean you have to light it at point A and have it burn all the way to point B. LMI, what does it mean? It means that if you didn't light it at the beginning of point A, as long as you haven't reached point B, you may still light it. Do you see the difference between those two things?
Yeah.
Let's put times here.
My God.
Let's put times. Let's say it's 5 to 6. Let's say the mitzvah is from 5 to 6. So the first thing I would think is, okay, the mitzvah has to be done in such a way that it's being performed for the whole time, 5 to 6. That's the Gemara's having here. Does this not mean if it goes out at 5:30? I lit it at 5 o'clock. It goes out at 5:30. Oh, the mitzvah's till 6. It means I didn't finish the mitzvah. Half a mitzvah I still have to do, so I got to relight it. No, the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. It means that if I didn't light it at 5 o'clock, I could still light it at 10 after 5. As long as it's not 6 o'clock yet. Now let's put it in more contemporary terms. We know that there's a shiur of a half hour somewhere floating around from the Rambam, from the Meiri. Right, half hour. So I say, didn't light it at 5 o'clock. And the mitzvah is from 5 to 5:30, so I didn't light it at 5 o'clock. And they'll say, that's it, I can't do it anymore, because I can't go from 5 to 5:30. No. D'ilo'ablik, if I didn't do it at 5 o'clock, I still do it at 5:15. 5:30 comes along, that's it. Then you finished. That's all we know so far. That's the first answer. Go ahead.
Binami l'shira.
Binami.
L'shira.
Alternatively, l'shira. What does that mean?
That it's only applicable inside that time period.
It's only applicable
in...
Oh, can't all yell at me at once.
It has to last for a certain amount.
You say it means what? It has to last for a certain amount of time.
It has to burn.
It has to burn for a certain amount of time. When?
Anytime during that period.
Anytime during which period?
The period that you have to light.
Shkia until Tichlat Rogem Min HaShuk.
It could mean...
Oh, you mean I can't light it before Shkia, but once Shkia comes, I can light it at any point as long as it burns for half an hour.
Yes.
Or as long as it potentially could burn for half an hour. Okay, good. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I was going to say that.
Okay. So it doesn't have, it's not relegated to a specific time, right? It's relegated to a specific length of time. It has to be a minimal shear in terms of the burning,
so
but not during the time of lighting.
That
is the time that we use
meaning,
to translate the shear.
You have to get it in between that time. You have to start lighting it.
No.
Or no, you can start lighting it from...
Later.
The beginning till the... I mean, but there is a beginning, right? That beginning...
There's an earliest point before which you can't light it.
Right.
There's an earliest point before which you can't light it.
But then you can light it forever.
But with the simple pshat in the Gemara would mean that even if it's after Tichlat Rogem Min HaShuk... I could still light it, but it just has to last that amount of time.
And that's because it's for the people.
Oh, we don't know anything about that yet. Let's not get fancy.
Well, why else would it be then?
Because this is the
maybe that's what the mitzvah means. Maybe that's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says mitzvah, mishtashka cham, shtepah mashok, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can only light during this time period. It just means we measure that time period, and that's the amount of time that the candle has to burn. All right? Let's get into to the simple pshat. Right? Simple pshat. You could wear one of those...
Monocle,
right.
What do you call it?
Monocle.
Monocle?
Oh, God.
Like the peanut, you know?
Mr. Peanut, the Monopoly Man.
That's the one that has a chain.
Zach got my reference.
Yeah, cord, you
know. No, the fob chain is a different...
And then one bends
over. Like fob chain sounds really good.
That sounds like the other way of playing like this.
Okay. Let's do Tosos now. Tosos.
Alt.
De'ilo adik mali. Go ahead. Please.
De'ilo adik mali. Aval mitan me'ele, alar zon, omer harib poras. Yesh li zoher, bahadik.
Aval mitan me'ele, alar zon. What does that mean?
To
If you didn't do it at, during this time.
Well, ilo adik manlik. If you didn't light, you could light it in this time. But if you pass this time, that's it. You can't do anything. There's nothing to do about it. You can't light, according to the way Tosos is learning the first answer, you can't light beyond the zman of Techer Gam Rasha. Whenever that is, you can no longer do the mitzvah. Does everyone see that?
Yeah, so it's a green light of Tosos.
Green light Tosos.
Oh, so this is a three opinions?
What does that
no.
mean?
Right,
no,
he's
not saying
you can't light. He says
you can.
You
can?
Yeah.
Dilo adik madlik. Avam mikan ve'ilach
over
azman. That's the pshat in the Gemara. That's what they're saying the pshat in the Gemara is. That's the pshat. Now what? Okay, now Omer Hari, Boras, that because of that.
Oh, you gone? Oh. So Avam mikan ve'ilo adik madlik.
When should you light?
At night.
Immediately
at night.
Immediately, right away. That you don't push it off too much. Why? Because you're afraid that you won't be able to do the mitzvah. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I was starting to read again. I didn't say anything. Sorry.
That's okay.
Lo yacher
yosem. That's mumbling.
Yeah, right.
Lo yacher
yosem midai.
Shouldn't tarry. Shouldn't tarry too much.
Tarry?
Shouldn't delay. In Icher, if you did.
Tarry.
Good. Stop a second. What does he mean?
If you wait till after.
If you mun ma'acher and now it's after what?
Shkir.
Oh, certainly it's after
no,
Shkir.
No,
it's after Techer Gam Rasha.
You can light misafik.
Light misafik. What does it mean misafik? It means according to the first answer, you really shouldn't light now.
But
you shouldn't light anymore.
They might still be walking in the street. What's the suffix?
No, he's going to explain it. I'm not going to keep it a secret. 1 second, let's see.
No, we don't know what the suffix means.
You do know what the suffix means because you did this tosos before.
Oh, okay.
According to the guys that say you have to light in this.
According
frame,
to what?
According to
let's speak like people who are familiar with the Talmudic
according
language.
According to the first.
Lishna. According to Lishna Kama. According to Lishna Kama. Right?
One must be madlik during this period of time.
According to Lishna Kama, where you say ilo adik madlik, then what?
No go.
Then if you pass that time, that's it. And that's the reporter. I'm not arguing on that. He's saying, because of that, you have to try your best to light as early as possible so that you don't miss the time. Right? Okay. But, even with all that said, Nikol Makom.
Still list of comma,
though. This is still within the list of comma.
You can still light the suffix.
Keep going. What is the suffix?
There's another report, something different.
Now he's referring to the second answer. There's a second answer in the Gemara.
So if you've missed the first answer, you can still light it.
Misafik.
Tosus
has 2. I have a
question. One second. One question.
The Gemara has 2.
The Gemara is giving 2 answers. The Gemara says there are 2 possible things that this could mean when the Gemara says, Mitzvasa Mishteshka Chama Achatech Ragam Rasha. Right? 2 possible things it means. It definitely does not mean what? It definitely doesn't mean Kafsa Zakagla. Now, it may mean the Iladik Malik, Inam Lishiura. So the Ripora said, listen, because the Ilo Adlik Madlik, you gotta light as soon as possible, that you don't push it off. And if you did, now really, according to that, you shouldn't be able to light. But we have a suffix. We call Makom because of the suffix. What's a suffix? Still have that other answer that the Gemara gives.
The other answer?
The Shiura. So because of that, he says you could still light.
Can we talk about that answer, the Shiura?
In due time, we can talk about everything.
For example, I don't understand. When it says shiur, does that mean for that amount at any time you want, or you have to wait during that time period? You have to put in for that amount of time.
Well, you tell me. What does it mean based on what we've seen so far?
Anytime you want, even during the middle of the day.
No,
it definitely can't be during the middle of the day because you can't light a candle before there's zman.
Well, but why is it? Why do you even assume there's zman if you're going to say that? is only a shiura. Tell you how long it's been.
That's true. But we have other. Okay, that's true. That's fair. But at least we know there's an earliest point before which you can do the mitzvah. Every mitzvah.
Where do we see that?
Because every mitzvah has zman. So even if this is not the point that.
So it could be during the day.
It could be if you didn't know that you can't light a candle during the day.
How do you know you can't light a candle during the day?
Because the Gemara says elsewhere, Shraga v'tahira mayahani, you can't light a candle during the day because it doesn't help. It doesn't do anything. There's no hecker. We know that by Ner Shabbos.
It's the Rashba, right?
We saw that in the Rashba, right. We know that from Ner Shabbos, Lamashal, that you can't light a candle. If there is a mitzvah to light a candle that has to be nicker, you can't produce that candle during the day. So you're right. Maybe from here we wouldn't necessarily know that the mitzvah has a starting point if you're going to learn the Shiura. But we know that. That's a given. We're taking that as a given that you can't do the mitzvah at any time that you want in terms of the starting point. In terms of the starting point, we're not saying that you can do it whenever you want. But maybe you could do it whenever you want once that time comes about. Provided that what? Provided that you have the candle burn for the right amount of time.
Wait, okay, fine. So he's saying.
Who's he?
The Reina Poras.
Now you're back to Elsos now?
Yeah.
Okay, the Reina Poras. The Reina Poras.
Reina Poras, not an Arabian.
No.
The Reina Poras is saying that Shiura is any time during the night. So therefore, since you have machlokas of whether you can do it any time during the night or whether you have to do it during this time period explicitly, then therefore we say that therefore you can rely on that sefer, because we're not sure which one.
Saying, all right, look, Achila, you should. But, it sounds like you should light it at the.
But if you're going to say Shiura means that it has to be lit and has to still be lit during this time period, it just has to be. Let's say you light it at 5:30, you have
then
to light
this
it
one,
for
no.
An hour to
then,
6:30.
Then you wouldn't be able to say this. He obviously doesn't hold that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's clear not the way he's holding, right? That's clear not the way Tulsa's. Is holding. The reporters are saying these are two independent things. Because otherwise you didn't gain anything.
Right.
Right? You missed the time. You missed that end post. You missed the Techarag HaMasha. Well, if you missed that, so what are you telling me? Light me suffer because the second answer says that you have to have it lit for that amount of time during this time. That's not what it means. Right? So what does Shira mean? Shira means take that amount of time from point A to point B, and now you know that is the amount of time that the candle has to burn for.
So the suffix is that?
Suffix is what it means. There's another answer. There's another mahalach in the Gemara.
What is the other
mahalach? The Lishna Basra.
Okay. So I've completely missed the entire
Shiura. Shiura's just not really a second answer.
Does that mean if I light...
It's not like a one.
Do I have to combine those rules? Like if I... If I didn't light and I'm in the window, do I have to light it? Like,
say
let's
again?
Say it's halfway, it's
no,
halfway between... Shkia and Techla Regel. It's halfway between that.
These are two. What you're saying is going to be important in a few minutes. But what Avram said is true. If you can't learn that Tosfos is incorporating both these answers. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense.
He's not?
No. Because you missed it already. Listen again. The Elo Adlik Malik. Ava Mikan Ve'elech over Hazman. What's Man? There's man for the mitzvah. If you pass the Chorim HaShok, you can't do the mitzvah.
There's another opinion that says...
There's man. No, not up to other opinion yet.
No?
I'm not up to that other opinion yet. Avra Hazman. Mitzvah is gone. Shalom. It's in the rear of your mirror.
Okay.
Right? And therefore, light as early as possible. Right? So that you're not ma'acher.
Okay.
But if you did, if you were ma'acher, you delayed. And now what happened because of your delay?
You missed.
Avra Hazman. You would think what? You would think, all right, there's nothing I can do about it. But, mikol makom, there's still some hope. Imicha yadlik misafik. You still have the other possibility. That really, maybe the Gemara doesn't mean the ilo adik malik, maybe it just means l'shira. Maybe it means it's just this amount of time that you have to light it. Not during this time, but this amount of time. You see this as being two different things?
But I'm saying, is Tosfot giving that one less priority?
It would seem that way. Okay. Sounds like that. Reporas. The Reporas is giving.
Is that?
That's one day in Tosfos. First opinion in Tosfos.
Right.
Yeah.
But just based on the order of things.
I don't know why. It's a good question.
Because
why?
I think it's because you have the shiurah, and I'm sure that means. So you have less priority. Because you.
Well, let's put it this way. If you do it the first way, you're going to be guilty both.
Only if you do it at the start. That's my question. If you would, let's say you missed the start of Shkia, but it's still the Lo Ad Lik Mam.
So hold that question. When we get to the Ram, that's going to be an important question.
And also the shaman still has to have the exact amount of...
Well, that's the same. You're asking the same thing.
No.
He's saying if you evil alazimah, like if you lit now in the middle of this man.
Do I have to let it go for the amount of time of this man? Like not just till the end of Seichel Regel, but for a time frame equal to if I had
started.
Yeah, didn't
the Rambam say no?
Well, let's hold off on the Rambam.
Yeah, my question wasn't quite that.
Not that quite that.
It's unnecessary.
It's unnecessary?
Yeah, I mean, it's unnecessary to go into it.
Am I being punished for something?
Okay,
no, I mean, I realize it's not that, it doesn't add anything to the discussion. Although it is still in question.
Why don't you share it with us?
Okay, so I think what Kraz was at, well, Kraz, can I just recall my question?
Yeah. All right. Second answer. Now this is not the Riporas. Everyone should take note of that. That's a different sheet over here. That's God. I don't know. How someone so one of the Bali Atosos. One of the Bali Atosos. He was known as the Re. Like Rabbi Tom was one of the Bali Atosos.
It wasn't the
Riporas. It was a different.
What is Re?
Isn't Re the name? Yeah.
Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know exactly.
Inu Yona.
Could be more than one.
He should have kept his name.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, the So the second answer is I'm not worried what time you're going to light because the only recognition that we need is for people inside their house.
Good. Because mana zeh we light inside.
Right. So that's the red.
And therefore, since we light inside, what are we not worried about?
Well,
we're not worried about that particular zman that speaks to the people on the street. Why do we light inside?
Because
right? The Gemara says later, down a little bit towards the bottom, that b'shas ha'sakana me'inicha al shulchan avadaya, that somehow the mitzvah became reformulated. You no longer light on the outside of the door. You no longer light in the window necessarily. You light it on the table. Since that's the case, at some point it was a sakana. So that if that's the case, we don't have to be so concerned with the foot traffic. And therefore what? According to the Re, you can light whenever you want. Alright?
Yeah.
Did anyone get to see the no, the Ran or the Rush?
Yeah, we saw the Ran.
So what does the Ran say?
The Ran says the same thing as the Re pretty much. He says that you're supposed to you can light nowadays whenever you want.
That's right.
But he also says in the beginning that you can't.
Well, he just explained the Shita, right? He explained the Shita.
No, he says,
that's the
Ilo'adik
Malik.
That's
explaining the Ilo'adik Malik.
But nowadays, it's different.
Exactly.
But that's different. That's the most stringent opinion so far of Ilo'adik Malik.
That's the same presentation of the Tosos.
No, because the Rebbein Porus says...
I understand the Porus is saying Mikomoko Misafik.
Yeah,
but it's still understanding that Me'ikir Adin, the Ilo Adik Madlik, would mean that there's a time after which you can no longer do the mitzvah. If not for Inam Lishira, you would just be able to light
Wait,
up.
Wait, but the Ran doesn't say that.
I think so. Let's take a look at the Ran. Let's take a look at the Ran inside.
The Ran seems to be saying to not a whole by itself. He says you can no matter what. If it wasn't for the fact that nowadays you can light in the houses, then you can.
I understand. The Riporas
different opinion.
The Riporas doesn't mention. It's not the Riporas. It's the Re. The Ran is more in line with the Re. Is that what you're saying?
Except for his very first line, which is his own opinion.
No, okay. Let's see it inside.
So read?
Yeah, why don't you read? Well, let's make sure everyone has it. It's Daf Tes in the Daf Be'arif. Daf Tes in the Daf Be'arif. Does everyone have the place? Daf Tes in the Daf Be'arif. Ran, Di Ramaskel, Di Ilo Adlik. Does everyone have the place? Who wants it? Everyone is interested?
No, I'm not
Everyone is interested. Go ahead.
Dilo adik madik. Klomar val acha shirze eno madikim. So, but after...
Just keep reading.
Right? The Kassus says, Dafka,
but... Now stop. Now he's quoting Tosas, right?
Yeah.
So what happened up until that point? What was he doing?
He's saying his own opinion.
No, he's not saying his own opinion. Why is that his own opinion? That's the Pshat in the Gemara.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, but I'm saying he's translating the Gemara. He's saying
that...
It's
a simple Pshat in the Gemara.
Right, simple Pshat.
That's the same thing that Tosas did. Started off... But after that, you can't do anything about it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. Now he cites Tosos.
Because the Tosos, Dafka Bedura Shahen Shayu Madikim Mibuchut. That is only talking about back then when they let outside. But Ashash Madikim buys Mifnim, but nowadays when they let inside, because Shasa Vashasa Zmaniyahu. So any time is the right time. That Ika Persimunisa, because it's Zmaniyahu Diahar Ika Persimunisa, because it's Persimunisa.
Now stop there for 1 second. Whose opinion is that?
Tosfos.
Which opinion in Tosfos?
Three.
Yeah. Not the Re Poras. Right. This is the Re.
Right, I agree. But it's an analogy of Rebbeis. So that first part of the Re is for those who stand aside. Mi'ulachilam is about Lavi Misha Teshkia Chama.
Misha Teshkia Chama.
Misha Teshkia Chama. Misha Teshkia Chama.
Okay.
So, technically, you're supposed to do it as early as possible.
Because any mitzvah you should do it as early as possible, but... Outside of Zrizim Makdimu Mitzvos, right. Is there any particular reason why I should be Makbid to light during that first half hour? No.
No, not nowadays.
Right.
But in the old days.
In the old days,
you could never light after. According to him, you could never light after.
That's
not even because of the suffix.
He doesn't write. He doesn't. We don't know. We don't know if he would have.
Right, so I'm saying he's his own third opinion. Because he.
Well, it's not a third opinion.
Yeah, it is.
This is exactly like the Re. Why is it a third opinion?
So no, he's like the Re the second part, but his first line, you don't.
Because the first line is not saying halacha maisa in the first line. The first line is just saying what the pshat is in the Gemara. The Re would agree with that. The Re would say, yeah, when did this apply, the ilo adik malik, that you can no longer light? That's during the Zman HaChazal.
Right. But I'm saying the Re Poras.
Reporis is different. I'm not saying the Reporis. The Re. Yeah. The Re and the Ran are saying the same thing. Are they not?
Except, well, you don't know if the Re agrees with that first line or not.
If the Re agrees with what
line? He doesn't
line?
Say anything about that. That you can't light.
He says that was only during their time. Right? Did he say that? You don't know if he would agree with the Pshat? You don't know if he would agree that...
You have no idea. I mean, he could. He gives no hint either way, the Re.
Well,
to the Kolomar of the Achar Shirzeh in Omadik. Maybe the Re agrees with the Re Poras.
The Ata. What is Ata? Now. Yeah. Ein Lachush. What did that mean before Ata?
That we were Lachush.
That previously you were Choshesh. There was a time.
Yeah, but according to the Re, you could have been Choshesh, except for the fact that there was the suffix.
Okay, all right, we're right. We don't know about that. You don't need to come on to that, though. Right? For the Re, you don't need that.
No, but for the Ron, I think, is saying explicitly against the Re Poras. Whereas the Re, you have no idea if he agrees with the Re Poras or not.
The Re Poras is saying, according to this Mahalach in the Gemara, Dilo Adik Malik, you really can't light anymore. But for the Suffolk, i.e. Lashira, right? The Re, the Ran, the Rosh, all say essentially the same thing, that Bezman Azeh, even if you'll tell me that the answer which carries the day is the Ilo Adik Malik, it's not going to make a difference. Because today we're not concerned about that. Right? We're not concerned about that Zman. That Zman was a Talmudic-based Zman.
Yeah, I think everyone agrees about the Halacha Lemaisa about nowadays. But I'm saying... But
No, that's not true. The Re Poras and the Re don't agree. According to the Re...
Well, how do you know the Re Poras is talking about nowadays? How do you know he's not talking about the Re Poras? The Re Poras isn't talking about...
Because the Re was a Rishon. They're talking about what should be. Not talking about... They're not speaking in the time of Talmud. Right? They're both speaking in the same generation. And the Re says, today, no, that's not true. Today we don't care so much about this man.
No, I understand You think the reporters can't be talking about what they did in the time of the Gemara?
That, and he would just end after the first line. Mikan ve'elcha over azman, that's it. What's the whole thing about misafik? You mean the misafik did in the time of Chazal would do it that way? I don't think so.
No.
Why don't we ask that question before we get to the Rambam? Let's start with that question. What's the difference between the shita of the re and the reporas? What are they arguing?
The reporas is saying that you can light at any time of night.
Who?
The reporas is saying you can light during any point during between shkia and ashtef or other mishnah.
You could light at any time
between ashtef or other.
More sense. Given, let's assume that the reality is the way he says it is, that ata the hekeiros for the bnei bayis because we light inside.
The re.
Right, if that's true, then the re makes very good sense.
Well, I don't.
Okay.
Why can you change that? Like, if the report is right that was the ideal back when people were going around outside and get outside.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
would we change it because we've moved indoors? Isn't the law still exists, right? There was a halacha that you like
the
ilahic
mother. The ilahic mother.
But it's also that it's during that time frame. But that was the halacha.
Yeah.
Back when people were walking around. Like, is it happenstance that this is the time chosen, or is it we want you to light during this time, and that way people will see it? Or is it we want people to see it, so you should be lighting during this time? One way.
So what Daniel's saying is like this. Daniel's saying the question is, what role does Zman Pirsum play in the Zman Hadlaka? Right? Is that the time when you light? Is the Zman Pirsum the time when you light? Or is the Zman Pirsum the reason why you light at a given time?
Like if they found out during their time that Shkia no longer was the time that people were walking around, would they have been able to change the time?
That's a different question. But now you're saying they were Kovei a certain time.
Did you say it again?
Yeah. So we know there's some relationship between Pirsum and the time that you light. So now the question is, well, what did Chazal do? Did they say, since this is the Zman Pirsum, we're Koveya this time as the Zman Hadlaka? Or did they say, no, because this is the Zman Pirsum, this is when you light? No, I'm not meaning to say the same thing. Right. Should I light at the Zman Pirsum? Should I light at the Zman Pirsum? Or do I light now, because now is the Zman Pirsum?
And the difference being?
Difference is, if I say I light now because it's Zman Pirsum, that just means that I was Koveya the time to light now, because at that time it was Zman Pirsum, but I was Koveya to light now.
Forever. So
that's it.
Soon as it's not Zman Pirsum.
You know, they chose a moment in time. Shkiyas Acham until Tuchrag on the Shuk. Why? Because that was Zman Pirsum, but that's why they were Koveya that time.
Not that they said you have to.
Not that you have to light during. They didn't say you have to light during Zman Pirsum. They said light now because this is Zman Pirsum. Now, what happens to the next generation when it's not Zman Pirsum anymore? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Why would you establish a law like that?
Oh, that's a different question. That's a different question. It's a different question. But one second. That's a different question. We're just trying to define what they did, not why they did it that way. But now, what was the other possibility that they said no? Not you light now because it's the Zman Pirsum. They said light during the Zman Pirsum. Because if they said light during the Zman Pirsum, then what? Then it could change from time to time. It sounds like what? Chatzigavra? It's not really Chatzigavra.
No, it's like one in your sheet of convert.
It's which one is the
they're saying
which one is variable the, and which is the dependent variable.
Saying
requiring a time.
What role does Zman Pirsum play in Zman Hadlaka? Did Zman Pirsum serve as the reason for the Kavias of the Zman Hadlaka, or is Zman Pirsum the Zman Hadlaka?
Yeah, got it.
Is Zman Pirsum the Zman Hadlaka? If that's the case, then it's going to fluctuate. But if Zman Pirsum was just the reason for the Kavias of Chazal for Shkia until Techer Yom HaShuk, then that's it. It doesn't matter that Pirsum doesn't exist anymore.
When does it fluctuate?
Why would I think one way?
Why would you think that...
I mean, why would I learn, like, the Reporas and others?
No, the one that said...
That even though the Pearson changes? The time doesn't change?
Yeah, who says which one?
Even though the person
don't know.
The time.
You tell me.
Yeah.
So
what do you mean who says which one?
And the report would say that it's based on the Zman itself. The Zman matters, and the Zman still matters even though we do it inside today.
No,
we would say
yeah, the Zman matters, but you don't mean the Zman matters. You mean
Zman
they took a Zman,
they chose a Zman
and they chose a Zman because
Zman
of a certain phenomenon that existed then, but that's why they chose that Zman.
But that Zman
is a hard and fast rule.
And the Ri would say, no, it's just they chose to
they said pierce
him.
They said light during
the
Zman pierce.
That happened to be the time back then that you could pierce him.
But today
now we don't have pierce him, so we can
no, we do have pierce him. It just happens to be a different time. So
well,
that's
it's whatever.
That's why the time is different.
Shouldn't that mean then that you have to have it lit the entire time you're in your house? Like any time there's any
that's a different thing. That's a different question.
You don't need to always fulfill prayers.
Right. You don't have to. It just has to be done during this Zman Pearson.
And
by the way, who asked me what's the big chiddush with the Ritva? What does the Ritva say?
That the time changes. Now we go by when people go home.
What the Ritva say about...
Now we say when people go to get the oil.
Yeah.
Right?
So
the Gemara says,
okay, fine.
What can I? What?
Oh.
So he's like the Ri.
Sounds like more line than the Ri, right?
Right.
Because what do we say about Tichla Regel and Ashok? So the Gemara says, what's Tichla Regel and Ashok? The time when the time we die are no longer in the Ashok. That's when we say it's Tichla Regel and Ashok.
It's a changing time.
Well, no, if you just learned some shot in the Gemara, you'd think it's a specific time. But how does the Ritva explain that? He says, "Pirish mocha eitzim hanikarim time udai." They would hang out.
What did eitzim mean?
Wood.
Right, they're carrying wood. Right?
Kindling one. They want
yeah.
people. Like I said yesterday, you know, and they know when people get home, their wives say to them, "Hey, did you remember to bring home milk? Did you remember to bring home kindling wood?" And okay, they go back out. So they go back out. These guys stood around till everyone would come back and go back inside to make sure they would get the last business. Ubechol makom. Hadavar hazek kafi mashehu. Ubechol makom. Hadavar hazek kafi mashehu.
What's the most ambiguous, easy words?
What is kafi? Yeah, what's kafi?
In every place,
yeah.
It's dependent upon the way it is.
So that's
it's
fluctuating time.
It's not fixed time.
It
depends upon time and place.
It
depends on time and place. Hold on 1 second. V'haminagat pashut. Sheshiuro Kolzman Shechanuyos Mochrin Shemen Vekayotze Behem Pesuchos. The stores that sell Shemen and the like are still open. So as long as the stores are still open, that's still called Techer Agam HaShuk. You see, Techer Agam HaShuk could be a subjective time.
If you're in New York City,
that's right.
You're up all night.
In Achanami.
24-hour stores. So I'm next to a 7-Eleven.
Well, I don't know about next to, but they, you know, it has to be that that's the culture in which you live. If your culture in which you live is such that there's people on the streets even later than there once was, then in your place, it could be Techer Agam HaShuk as a later time than someplace else. Again, remember that in time of Chazal, they didn't have streetlights.
But this is the Ritva's interpretation of that.
Ritva is saying that their time, it was this, there was a specific time. But in a later generation, it could be different.
So that's like the Ri?
It's more like the Ri.
Like the Ri part.
Exactly. Because the Ri, he's saying that the time is not specific time that Chazal set up because of Pearsum. But they said, there's Man Pearsum. The Zman Pearsum could be different in one generation than it is in the next. Or in one culture than in another
isn't
culture.
Isn't that still distinct, though, from the either Ri? Because doesn't the Ri just Ri?
The Ri says you can light it.
The Ri says you can light, but it has to be for... He says it has to be for a duration. Is the Ritva
saying... No, we don't know about duration. We didn't get into duration yet.
Neither of the Ris have Shiura involved?
Yeah. The other Ri, the Ri Porus, has the Shiura just because of the Suffolk. Because of his Suffolk. He's only going with really the first Mahalach. He's going with the Mahalach that they were Koveya, a specific Zman,
mm-hmm.
because that, once upon a time, was a Zman Pearson. That's why they chose that Zman.
Right. And then the Ri... Wait, you just explained the Ri Porush?
Yeah,
right.
Ri Porush.
And then the Ri is saying what?
The Ri saying now that the Zman Pearson was totally different.
You just have to have it for...
We don't know.
Saying,
we don't know about that.
He's not saying for the Shiur.
He doesn't
he's
say anything
saying
about
you
that.
Can do it after.
He's just saying I can light any time.
Okay, he wasn't saying...
He doesn't say a word about how long it has to burn.
Okay.
How does the read the words Adlik Madlik?
If I haven't yet lit, I can still light.
When? Because there's no time specifically you're supposed to lit. So you're never going to pass.
That was during the time of Chazal. That's exactly what he says. That was during the time of Chazal.
So but nowadays we just ignore these words of the Gemara?
He said, they were only speaking to that specific situation. We're not ignoring it. We're saying what it means. It doesn't have the same significance today.
But according to the rabbinic reports, it does have significance?
Yeah, because they didn't say it's subject to change based on time and place. They said it's a fixed zman. Oh, what about Pearson? Okay, Pearson was the reason why they chose that zman.
So what's the read? The read just looks at this Gemara and says it's not applicable?
I don't know what you mean by saying not applicable. Saying the Gemara's statement, the Ilo Adik Malik, was talking about a specific situation. A situation in which Pearson only existed for the people on the street. That's why you lit. You lit that way. You lit for the people on the street. Today we don't light for the people on the street.
Okay.
So maybe you'll say, okay, who cares? Even though we don't light for the people on the street, maybe we should still light that way. Okay, but now the question becomes, what's the relationship between Pearson and the Zman of lighting? Is what you're saying,
yes,
right?
That's what I was saying.
Okay, good.
Nope.
I think it's a good approach. Yes?
I was wondering if you can figure out, or if the Re and the Re-Koros are learning how the Takana of danger, if it uproots the actual time, or if it does not uproot the specific.
See, I think the role that plays is simply to move the practical Pearson. Right? You move the practical Pearson for the street to the people in the house. Okay. Then the question is, well, now that you did that, does it matter? Does it matter in terms of the Zman? Well, now the question is, how closely related is the actual Pearson from the Zman?
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
How interrelated are they? If you learn like the Riporas that they are, that was simply a landmark that they used to choose the Zman Pearson, then it won't matter. If you learn like the Re that Pearson is the Zman Hadlaka, then it's going to be a sliding scale.
Okay. So the Takana is just moving the Pearson, that's it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And that was the result of the Takana, right?
In the Gemara, when it's having Shira and the...
We'll stop here.